When Satan said the now infamous line, "Yea, hath God said," to Eve in the Garden of Eden, he became the very first false preacher on earth. To this day, he and his countless apprentice false preachers are still doing the very same thing, drawing souls away from the graces of the Father by causing them to doubt how serious he is about his law. We're going to try and address that here. Join us, won't you? When Father commanded the very first man to not touch the forbidden fruit, he had good reason for this, as this was the beginning of the plan he had for mankind, foreknowing that the free will he had given him was going to also need something else, rules. He tested man to see if he would stay within the walls of this simple first barrier, a barrier which was there for his own protection, a wall that man would instead eternally try to break down, his sinful nature always pushing the envelope, seeking whatever excuse necessary to escape that system of brotherly harmony, to then live outside those walls, in sin. But what is law but a tool? When properly fine-tuned, it is a tool to harness and cradle peace and goodwill among men. And yes, when created wisely with a heart of purity, it lays out the most perfect lines and boundaries of fairness, in order to keep harmony among all members of that society. It is a well-written do's and don'ts list, reduced to its most common denominators where possible, to keep it simple, and that allows for the most liberties. The perfect law, then, would keep arguments from taking place by removing the otherwise argumentative gray areas in one's kingdom. Law is therefore a statement of authority that's laid down, and perhaps even cast in stone, made public and permanent to show those in one's society what is permissible and what is not, so that, if heeded, peace can truly be had among all. Yet if the ones that wish to break down that system of law take it upon themselves to think that they can somehow take over as the custodians of that system of peace, it's only like the fox guarding the henhouse, isn't it? Yet this is exactly what has happened to mankind over time, where Father, and at least since the time of Samuel, has now been sitting back for centuries waiting for things to get bad enough for us that we'll recognize that we simply can't govern ourselves without him. And just as the Word made flesh never changes, neither does his perfect law of liberty change. This is because it comes from an immortal author that loves his created people enough to forever protect those people, at least those that embracingly cooperate with that system. So let's look at how some basic definitions fit together in ways that today's church machinery doesn't really want you guys to know. Today's church-state machinery has gradually, over time, taught us to see laws only as a means of hindrance for those who hate being restricted from their sins in life. But what are sins? And what is the difference between what is righteous and what is wicked? Well, that's what we're going to deal with here now. So, okay, back to the definitions, and a word that quite a few churches probably don't even today remember how to spell. Thank you. The fork in the road, then, is largely determined by those who either A, wisely want to stay with the father system so that their families might be protected from the wicked among them, or B, those who themselves are an actual part of, or too closely associated with, the wicked, who are thereby afraid to let go of the false securities that their broader path of disobedience has taken them, many trying to foolishly serve both masters. But let's make sure that the word disobedience actually says what we would expect it to say as well while we're at it. Make sense? What is the basic state of character in the hearts of those who have decidedly chosen to remain on this path of willful rebellion to their otherwise protective God? Are we starting to see why they did their utmost best to rid our early Puritan schoolhouses of the true learning tools such as the Father's Bible and his Ten Commandments, and have replaced that precious education with exercises in academic futility, basically as we've seen now? How many of us are still being made fools by this trap? Did we know any of these terms before recent times? Were we ever really taught the truth about how all of these things so perfectly fit the Bible and how it warns us of such things? But there is a way out. There's rescue or salvation through the death, resurrection, and blood of Yeshua, the Son of the living God, the Son who is himself the living example of that perfectly written law book. Thank you. What? What did we just see? That except your righteousness, or as we just read, your conformity to the divine law, shall exceed the conformity to the divine law of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven? Wow. In other words, even if you gave your heart to Christ for the gift of salvation, you won't make the cut unless your heart also conforms to the Father's divine law. You're then found in iniquity, or a slave to sin. You've been determined an outlaw of the Father's society, of those that otherwise want to maturely follow His ways of peace. And this is why good and evil always clash, because one embraces the Father's system in their hearts and one does not. One has the Father's spirit of true salvation, and the other is angry with the spirit of sinful man. In other words, good means one who obeys God and embraces His instructions for us for a peaceful kingdom come, and evil means one who doesn't. So again, think of the Father's law as a wonderfully designed tool of peace that, by its very terms of peace, can save souls, families, ecclesias, and even governments from their own corrosive evils. And then ask yourself why you've never been taught how all these terms, their definitions, and even Father's passages all fit together so well, amazingly endorsing one another in a way that few of us have ever seen before. Can some of us now better see that Father's laws were there to protect us from these very same types of law-perverting and peace-destroying tyrants from the very beginning? The Bible takes you here. But man's laws, however, always inevitably take you here. It's so simple that even a child can get it. Where if that child is taught correctly, he will mature into that perfect law of liberty for all eternity. Thank you for joining us, and blessings to you and your family.
The love of Yah is so perfect.